It is 3:35 on the Monday edition of the Mike McFeely Show, the Monday, January 6th edition of this program, the first program after NDSU won its third straight FCS national championship in Frisco, Texas. And part of that, game ending on Saturday, win or lose, was that there were going to be some changes on the NDSU coaching staff because Craig Bohl and Brent Vegan and Scott Fuchs and a number of Bison coaches that have helped this team and this program win three state national championships have moved on. They are, in all likelihood right now, in Laramie, Wyoming, or points somewhere around Laramie, trying to recruit some kids to become Cowboys in the next year. And that means that NDSU also has a number of new coaches as well. Chris Kleiman, the new head coach you heard on Joel Heitkamp's program this morning. Today they also named Matt Entz, the defensive coordinator, and Randy Hedberg, the quarterback's coach. They all appeared at a press conference with our next guest. His name is Tim Polasek. Bison fans will know him as a former assistant coach up until this last year when he went to Northern Illinois to coach for one season. But now Tim Polasek is back as the offensive coordinator of the North Dakota State Bison moving forward. And we are pleased to welcome Coach Polasek on the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Tim. Congratulations on your new position. Way to go.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be back. I'm sitting in the bigger office across the hall.
And those are nice offices, too, aren't they, at the Fargo Dome for NDSU football coaches?
Probably in the Midwest, some of the nicest individual offices there are.
Let me ask you this, Tim, because I've had this question from a couple people today. They said, if Tim Polasek was at a very successful Northern Illinois FBS program that has really been involved in some big football games the past couple of years, why is he back at North Dakota State? What's your answer to that question?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting question. And I, you know, over the course of the last 2 weeks, knowing that the job was unofficially, officially, however you want to look at it, offered as we did the paperwork, I contacted a lot of people, and there were only a couple of the 8 or 9, 10 people that I have out there in the Division I A world, you know, that said, well, it's a little bit of a step back. And, you know, I struggled with that statement when people said that. And just those raw feelings of, you know, NDSU is big time. There's nobody that in the MAC or in my immediate future that can provide what Saturdays are provided to us here at NDSU, you know, from an environment standpoint and those kind of things. And the reason why I came back is because I wanted this opportunity and been working towards getting ready for this opportunity for 2 or 3 years at this place, at North Dakota State University, in this offensive system.
Now, you get to call plays as the offensive coordinator, and this will be your first time getting to call plays for a football program. And it's an obvious question, one that you'll probably laugh at me, but are you ready for this? Are you ready to call plays for a big-time FCS program with a lot of expectations like NDSU?
Yeah, I really do feel like I'm ready. You know, whether it's been the last 2 or 3, 4 years even, you know, you start calculating in your head, you know, play calls as you watch game film and what you would do in this situation, what you'd do in that situation. But I'm also realistic, and I know I watched Coach Vegan go from the position he was in all the way to becoming the coordinator and every step of the way to what he's grown into. And I do feel like there's some work to be put in yet on that, some preparation. There's some things that we can do from a practice standpoint, believe it or not, that can allow me to be more ready for Iowa State as far as some scrimmage-type situations in practice where we're just calling it, you know, where it's situational-based and I'm just calling it. But moreover, I had a chance to talk to Coach Hepburn here a short while ago, and the big thing to me is it's the week leading up to the game that's the most important. You know, the most critical calls, third down calls, red zone calls, plays that set up other plays, you know, those types of things are called on Wednesday and Thursday. You know, there's not a whole lot of knee-jerk reaction play calls that go on in a football game. And I mean that, and that's the truth. I mean, so many people watch a game. My family's big Packer fans, and like, you know, what the heck was that call? Well, that call looked pretty good during the week, so it's practice, and then you go with it. And so what we'll do as a staff is come up with a call sheet with openers, you know, the first 15 to 20. We'll script the second half, you know, we'll have a great third down plan, and then the red zone is critical. You got to be good at third down, on third down, and you got to score touchdowns in the red zone. And so those things are all taken care of with preparation. And as far as becoming an individual play caller, you know, there's a study that needs to be done yet. You know, I got to really watch a lot of tape and then put myself in situations and, believe it or not, call mock games in my head. I'm losing sleep, you know, already with excitement, you know, for those moments.
Tim Polasek, the new offensive coordinator for NDSU, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. He was introduced at a press conference earlier today at the Fargo Dome with a couple of other new assistant coaches on Chris Kleiman's staff. Are you going to change anything in the offense, Tim? Because as you're well aware, being part of a staff that won a couple of national championships, it's been a pretty good offense the last few years. And in fact, before he came on the air, I'm debating with some listeners that this is the best offense in the country for the 2013 season. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo and Eastern Washington and Vern Adams, they can have all the numbers they want, but I thought that this Bison offense was the best in the country just because of its balance, because of its offensive line, because of its quarterback, because of its skill players. I know you're not going to have many of the same players back, but are you going to change anything with this offense?
No, you know, the changes will only come if the personnel dictates it. This system is what I know and what I'm ready to be a coordinator in, number one. Number two, more than, again, just the system that we put in place as an offense or the play calls that I will be making, you know, it's about the program. And it's about a program's idea on how to win football games. You know, the number one thing NDSU has done over the course of, you know, how many other years you want to talk success, let's just talk the last three. You know, they were great on third down, didn't turn over the football, played clean football from a penalty standpoint. It was pretty assignment sound. So if you're talking strictly systems, you won't see a whole lot of change. Obviously, just the flow of a game and how I would see it go compared to Vigs may be just a little bit different. But again, we grew up in this business together. I really like where the offensive system is now. I have learned some new things that I definitely would like to experiment with in spring ball. And then, you know, on top of that, you know, I'll come back to circle back on a point that you made. We're not interested in numbers. We're interested in being very efficient and winning football games. So we'll do whatever is necessary, you know, to win. If that means scoring 48 points, then we got a game plan that way. If it means scoring 29, because our defense is pretty good and special teams are solid, you know, we'll game plan that way. We don't want to put our defense in bad situations. And so you'll see a very similar system employed, you know, on the opening game against Iowa State.
Just please don't become a Big Sky type program. That's all I ask. And every NDSU fan, please don't become a Big Sky program where you're trying to score 90 points a game and give up 89. Please don't do that.
It's interesting you say that because, you know, we had a chance to see the Eastern Illinois team. And we struggled. You know, we didn't play very well, but at the end of the day, we basically spotted them 21 and we rolled them up thereafter. You know, and it's funny that you really say that because, you know, it still comes down to football, comes down to stopping the run and running the ball. And those are my fundamental, you know, that's my fundamental background. And that's what I believe in. So those what we'll definitely try to do now. I think, you know, we'd be foolish if we didn't try to become more efficient in the pass game and find other ways to get other guys' touches besides the tailbacks and the quarterback. You know, I would like to think our system will lend itself to the best athletes on offense having a chance to touch the football.
How much is it going to be difficult to meet expectations because all of the new coaches and all of the players coming back in 2014, it's almost impossible, if not totally impossible, to fill the shoes that have left it with three straight national championships and all the great players and the 24 seniors and the coaching staff. How much will expectations weigh on you?
Oh, I didn't get in the business to coach a 1-10 football team, you know, and I most certainly wouldn't look at a job at a program that was 500. You know, this is what you dream of. Hey, all I know is we want to win tomorrow, and we want to win the day after that. We want to win the next snap. And if we focus on those things, whether or not you know, we'll be ready to win a national championship coming out of spring, you know, we'll be a hell of a lot better coming out of fall. You know, and I do know this, if you play home games or if you have a home game at in the Fargo Dome, all bets are off. So I won't count us out for a second. And, you know, along those same lines is, you know, I just, you know, being a quarterback and I played at the Division III level, I mean, you know, you grew up playing point guard. You know, you want pressure situations. I don't anticipate the Fargo Dome blowing up with a bunch of boos and those kind of things. I think they're going to love the product they see, and I really do relish and cherish coaching at a place where people do care.
You're a Wisconsin guy, and you're known kind of behind the scenes as a monster recruiter in the state of Wisconsin. Tim, I would presume that you're going to be hitting the road soon and finding some kids out of Wisconsin, more kids to come to North Dakota State?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, a real close friend of mine, Nick Gazer, and Connor this year doing it, did a good job in it. But I will be going back to my roots in Wisconsin, which I recruited for Northern Illinois. Yeah, I'm comfortable there. I'm comfortable really in any Midwestern state. But I do have an awful lot of friends, you know, family, colleagues, guys that I played with that are now coaches. And I really think Coach Bull helped me develop this, you know, an eye for talent where some other people might not see it. You know, I always come back and I circle just for myself, you know, on Brock Jensen, on, you know, Colton Hegel. Derek Lang stands out to me. Those kind of kids, because it really does truly come down to evaluation. Building relationships, for whatever reason, has been easy for me. But it what's hard is, you know, the film study over and over and over and over again. And then seeing the kid do some things at school, seeing them at camp, getting them up here to camp. And that's what I'll rely on heavily is the relationships and then the process and the evaluation of a certain kid or a certain two kids.
Last question, I'll let you go. Have you had a chance to talk to Carson Wentz yet? He is the presumed heir apparent to Brock Jensen, the quarterback out of Bismarck. Have you had a chance to talk to Carson yet?
Yeah. It's funny. I hit the road. I had Christmas with my mom and my sister and the three nephews, and it was a great day on Saturday, and hit the road on Sunday about 5:30. And I wanted to get on the phone and touch base with a bunch of coaches and that kind of thing, but all of a sudden I started getting text messages from Carson Wentz, and to come to find out, that Carson was texting Coach Hepburg and he was texting Coach Kleiman when he was going to get a chance to be able to talk to Coach Hepburg and then obviously, you know, shake my hand and give a big hug and those kind of things. So he's on top of it. He cares. You know, he met with Coach Hepburg yesterday and Coach Hepburg laid down some groundwork as far as leadership and things that he expects from a fundamental standpoint. And he's a great kid. I'll tell you, since the day he arrived, you know, he provided competition for Brock Jensen. And I know that Carson, and Brock would be the first to tell you, that Carson pushed Brock along, you know, and really helped him develop. And we're excited about Carson. We're excited about the whole quarterback situation right now.
Excellent. Tim, thank you. Again, congratulations, and I'm sure we'll talk again, okay?
Thank you very much. Have a good afternoon.
Yep, you bet. Tim Polasek, the new offensive coordinator for North Dakota State, and I think after hearing Tim talk, I think Bison fans are ready for Iowa State right now.